Welcome back, everybody. Welcome if you're just joining us. It is the last segment of this Wednesday edition of the Maggie Dawn Show. This is where I usually do the Over the Hump and Trump segment, and my thoughts today are in that vein. But we also need to do a little bit of business because there is some breaking news here in Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Supreme Court, within the last half hour, has rejected a bid to reevaluate the congressional maps ahead of the 2026 election. Specifically at issue were the first and third congressional district maps, as we discussed yesterday on this program with the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign's executive director, Nick Ramos. If you want to check out our discussion, Nick hung out with me for a whole hour almost yesterday. Go to civicmedia.us or Apple Pods or Spotify. Let me put a little spin on that one. And if you want to get in your two cents on whether or not the governor should run again, you can do so now. 855-752-4842. Some varying opinions coming in on the text line. Here's what I'm going to say about the Supreme Court's decision to pass on this lawsuit. Are the districts gerrymandered? Yep. Is gerrymandering bad for everybody? Republican, Democrat, Independent? Yep. Why? Because it makes elected officials unaccountable. But that's not the case in the first and third. And Derek Van Orten and Brian Stile are about to vote for the big, brutal bill. They're about to vote to take health care away from their constituents. They're about to vote to screw over their veteran constituents. They're about to vote to screw over their constituents who are housing and food insecure. They're about to do something really stupid. And that is vote for a bill that's terrible. Terrible even from a typical conservative standpoint. So the two things that I have for you this afternoon on the Wisconsin Supreme Court's decision are this. Hope springs eternal. And it is about you, the 2026 cycle. It's not about Donald Trump. It's going to be about you and whether or not you want accountable elected officials in Congress. It's going to be about whether or not you want Congress to function properly. And the residents and taxpayers of the first and third congressional districts deserve way better than Derek Van Orten and Brian Stile. And we're going to have an opportunity to prove that to them in 2026 with the maps that we've got, apparently. Here's the other thing I want to offer to you. Republicans and Democrats have claimed that these folks that sit on the Supreme Court are just nothing more than partisan hacks. Well, we know Brian Hagedorn has both a backbone and some independence. And now we know that the court's liberal justices do too. And so when I think of our trust in the judiciary and how we move forward from this political moment, restoring some faith that the people that work in government in these incredibly important positions don't just take marching orders from political parties is really important. I want to see more independent thinking from judges and justices. We certainly deserve more of it from the Supreme Court of these United States. And today we got a little bit of that independence from the Wisconsin Supreme Court. So those elections remain winnable. Wisconsin will remain the center of the political universe in the United States in 2026. And those are elections that will get more winnable when the big, brutal bill starts to take effect. Now, we're watching support for it literally wither away senator by senator every day. So we'll see where we end up. The Senate's July 4th deadline, that's going to be a push. My other thoughts that I wanted to share with you this afternoon are really about succession planning and how does a politician know when it's time to hang up the cleats? There are great politicians that are in their 70s from both sides of our partisan spectrum. And there are folks that should have hung up their cleats a long time ago. And one test that I'd like to suggest for everybody is simply this. Does that politician, can that politician communicate in a way that is relevant and energizing in the moment that we're in? I have always defended the plain speaking Governor Tony Evers as being someone that Wisconsinites listen to and go, he might not be slick, but boy, he's a regular guy. He cares about regular people issues. I've said the same about Tammy Baldwin. But is that the right messenger and communication style for this moment? Well, we have one indicator from New York with the primary win of Zohran Mamdani over Andrew Cuomo. How did he do it? He was trailing in the polls basically the whole race. And he did it because he was an authentic guy that spoke to the issues that people cared about in New York City, and that is affordability and costs. And we need a messenger in the next governor's race who will speak to those issues here in the state of Wisconsin. Where is Tony Evers right now? Where is the campaign to ensure that our budget is not just better than the one that we've got now, but addresses childcare, education, and healthcare? He should be beating the drum every day. We need candidates that aren't afraid to go into rooms where most of the people in the room disagree with them, to go on conservative talk radio, to have real conversations, to be imperfect, to risk saying the wrong thing, because they speak from the heart. They're not on script. They're not on talking points. I think that should be the litmus test for every candidate across the country right now, because we need people who believe what they're saying and want what they're saying and what they will do to actually help middle-class Americans like you and I. That's going to do it for me today. Tomorrow, we kick it off with an Iran expert. Was it a boondoggle or a big win for Donald Trump? We'll discuss at the top of the show. Historian Reggie Jackson joins me. We got a big lineup. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Maggie Dawn Show. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me, but it's always better when we stand together.